Shoddy.
Shoddy.
What's up, Shoddy?
Shoddy.
What's up, Shoddy? Howdy daddy do, folks.
Welcome back to the Early Birds Podcast. You're now tuning in to the Romance Hour, featuring Alfred and Eric and Johnny Sins.
Lovesick.
Yours truly.
Okay. Yo, why the fuck did you start playing that shit, nigga?
Got stuck in. I was listening to it at work, bro. I was like, why the fuck am I actually sad, bro? I got shit to be sad over. This shit was hitting, bro. I
hate niggas.
Yo, what's good? It's the Early Birds Podcast. This is your boy, Johnny Sins.
It's your boy, October's very own finest of the night, Alf.
It's your boy, Schema of 400.
So, woo!
Damn, hey,
I think that made it worse, bro.
For real? Nah, I think you're being a hater. You hate Bloods?
No.
Are you a Crip?
Are you a C?
No, this is C-dog? This is neutral territory, buddy. But yeah, how are you guys, man? Bien?
I am bracking in this bud day today.
I fucking hate this guy. Oh, you know, we're chilling. We're doing good over here.
Picking back being bull.
Are you, Eric, are you in love or are you not in love?
I'm not in love.
It's just a phase?
It's just a phase.
Fresh.
Just a trend?
I don't know about that.
Oh, you don't know about that?
I don't know. Nah.
You want to have a Disney wedding.
Shut the fuck
happily
up.
Happily ever bro. After. Oh, no world.
Wait, Eric, hold on. I have a question, bro. If you did get married, right?
Yeah.
Would you have a small wedding or a big wedding? Or somewhere in the middle?
I'd have a small wedding.
A small wedding? Like a backyard wedding type shit or what?
Backyard
wedding. No. Low key. Because look. I would, you know, fucking like. I'd get married in the church.
Okay.
Nigga, you religious?
Do you even have the credentials to do that?
Yeah.
Nigga, are you answer my question. Are you religious?
I'm not religious.
Why you get married in church if you're not religious?
On God. Why did you have a priest if you weren't religious?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, just because I'm not, you know, that doesn't mean she's not.
Isn't it your wedding, though?
It's our wedding.
Oh! 50-50 type nigga.
See, now, if it was me and, like, let's say she wasn't religious, I definitely would not have no pastor there.
Going off an hour spill about God?
Bro, I was like Jesus? Like, my compa Chewy? Or, like, who?
My compa Chewy.
He's right there.
El Chewy es mi carnal.
No, but yeah, that's why, bro. But you? You're not religious.
So wait, so you would have a small wedding and you would get married at a church?
Yeah, get married at a church.
Why? Why would the schemiest of schemers of 400 look. So woo get married at a church?
Look. Just because I'm not religious does not mean I don't believe in God, right?
So just because you believe in God means you want a wedding, your special day at a church?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on, bro. Hold on. You believe in God?
Yeah.
You're not religious?
I'm not religious.
But you want to get married in a church that's based off of religion?
Huh?
What?
You got me there.
I respect it if you believe in God and you don't believe in religion or the church. But for you to get married in church and not be religious just doesn't make sense to me.
But yeah, so anyways, yeah, so
he don't care.
So that happens, you know.
he can't defend himself.
I can't.
He got bamboozled. He's zoinked right now. Zoinks. He got blitzed.
No, but then it'd be like have like a little some shit going on at the house, you know, like barbecue kind of style, that type shit at the house with everyone there.
Damn. Okay. So you would have your wedding in the church and then say, hey guys, I got the after party at the crib.
Yeah, basically.
And you would go back to the crib.
Yeah. Ceremony at the church, reception at the crib.
Yo.
Hard.
Hard.
Now here's my question to you, Eric. You said you want to get married out of church. What are you, Catholic?
Yeah.
Or what you consider yourself?
You were born Catholic? I was born Catholic.
Christian. Okay.
Buddhist.
So let's say you get with a bitch. Let's say you get with a woman. My bad. Let's say you get with a woman.
With a religious bitch.
Yeah. Let's say you get with a woman and she happens to be like I don't know, fucking Jewish or some shit.
Damn.
Damn.
She's still here?
That's fucked. let's say she's Jewish or like, let's say she's Buddhist or some shit, alright? Whatever.
Ooh. Does she straight meditate like a Buddhist?
I don't know. I don't know how those religions work, to be honest with you.
You just wear their jeans?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
What do you mean? You seem to wear that Buddha a lot.
Oh, oh God!
The true religion. Yeah, you're right. Okay, let's say she's Jewish. Okay, she, you know, whatever. Are you gonna be Jewish too? Like, let's say she's like, "Oh my God, I want to have like a traditional Jewish wedding." Would you be open to that?
That means you gotta wear that little kango they wear, and you gotta have a Star of David on your chest.
Or is that like, what is it called? Not a red flag, but is it a deal breaker for you? That's my question.
Oh, no, nah, baby, no. Nah.
You wouldn't do it?
Nah.
Look, let's meet up halfway. Fuck it. Both of them can show up to the house. Fuck it.
Hold on, bro. That's not my question, though. They want to have a traditional Jewish wedding. Are you going to do it or not?
But that's the thing too. Is I would do my best to push it for to go half and half.
What do you mean? Half and half? Like, what does that mean?
Makes my kind of wedding. Or well, I guess I'm talking more food.
Wait, <what?
laughs> No. Yeah. Fuck. I'd be down. Fuck it. But
you down with that kango?
Look. What? But look. I just look. So my food.
Wear, like, you down to wear the kango? Answer me that. I'm going to see your ass in some traditional fucking Judas robe and a kango. Am I correct?
Fuck. You right? I don't know.
You want to do it?
I don't know. No, I don't know. That's.
I'm going to look up what consists of a Jewish wedding, bro. Let's see.
Isn't Drake Jewish?
Drake?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he? No, not that I know of. Oh, look at this, bro. It's a picture of a Jewish wedding right there. Ain't that beautiful?
That is not no Jewish wedding.
That's a Jewish wedding right there.
That's a PG one.
Nah, get the one where they actually wear robes and shit and the kango.
Let's see. Kango. That's what it's called for real?
I don't know what the hat's called, but it looks like a kango.
There's another picture of a Jewish wedding. Bro got the big ass. It looked like a graduation cap, but it's a kango. Is what you said?
What the fuck? Nah, I don't.
Oh, this is what you're talking about right here.
Yeah.
Let's see that. The small one.
Bro, I don't know what the hell you showed me.
The small plate looking one.
Bro, my nigga had the. My nigga had the, I have a wedding at 3 and I gotta go protect Queen Elizabeth at 5.
Fuck. So, Eric, final answer, bro. You wouldn't do it?
Kangol or
nah,
no
Kangol? No
Kangol. No Kangol.
No Kangol. Nah.
So you'd be like, nah, girl, we can't get married.
Nah.
Nah, girl, I can't do this Kangol.
For real?
Nah.
Okay. Even if she was a 11 out of 10 baddie?
She suck you off with the Kangol on?
Damn. Does that make a difference?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Kangol love?
Maybe it's a kink.
Hey, bro. You could tell all the homies, yeah, I got sucked off with the Kangol on. Shit. So Kangol or Kangol?
I don't know.
Final all answer. Right. Who wants to be a millionaire? Final answer.
Fuck it.
Yes or no?
Fuck
Kangol
it.
Or no
fuck
Kangol?
It, fuck it, Kangol. Fuck it.
Yeah, Kangol. Hey, see, bro, I persuaded him with that yeah, shit right yeah, there. Yeah.
He know he down with the Kangol.
Alright, let's say you have kids, right? You doing a bar mitzvah for your kids or what?
Nigga, what?
A bar mitzvah, isn't that what it is? Or is that a different fucking religion?
No, no, no. No, it's still... it's the male... It's the male version of a quinceañera. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, who?
So.
Are you talking about me or Eric?
I guess you'll never know.
You're a fucking dick.
Wait, are you saying that he wants to do that for his kids?
No, like she wants to do it for their kid. Is he down to do it? Bro, you ain't ever heard of a bar mitzvah before?
Nah, dude.
Swear to God.
For real?
Yeah.
What fucking song is it? I don't know if it's... No, it's not the motto. I think it is. Or... hell yeah, fucking right. That video. Where he's like... Where he... Doesn't he have the Kangol on? That's a bar mitzvah, basically. It's a party.
Let me guess. Is that on Take Care? Because I know the motto was on Take Care.
The motto... Wait, which song are you talking about?
H.
Oh, yeah, that's a Take Care.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's why I don't know it.
Pussy.
Wait, would you do that? You would do that? No. For your kid?
No.
I wouldn't do that for my son. Hell no. I mean, look.
All I know is they put him in a fucking chair and they go, oh, they go in circles and shit.
It's a Jewish coming of age ceremony for boys who turn 13 years old. Making their transition into adulthood and full membership in the Jewish community. The term translates to son of the commandments. Yeah.
Told you. A male version quinceañera.
Look, fuck it. Me personally, if he wanted to do that shit, I'm game.
You would?
If he wanted to do it. But like, if my son said, nah, nigga, I ain't trying to do that shit, I gotta respect it.
Look at that shit, bro. Doesn't that shit look lit?
Nah, those bitches do get lit, though.
Low key. Damn.
I'm fucking carrying you in a chair? Hard.
Even though I might be... I'm not... What is that called? Prejudice? Or whatever?
Racist?
Hypocritical. There you go. Race. I'm not racist.
Who's hypocritical?
I might be hypocritical.
Oh, I know you are.
Because low-key, I would make my daughter do a quinceañera.
Damn, for real?
Yeah. Like, I would give my son the option, but, like, the daughter, I feel like girls should do that.
What?
Like, have quinceañeras or, what is the white version, Sweet 16 or something? 16.
Well, they got a Jewish one, too. It's called a bat mitzvah.
Oh, they...
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, shit. Badminton?
Bad, yeah, fuck. Not badminton.
Damn. How do you know so much? You Jewish?
No, I'm not Jewish, bro.
Let me find out.
I think that's a common term, no? Like bar mitzvah?
What Jewish person have you been talking to lately?
No, I haven't been talking to any Jewish person. It's just, you know, maybe I've seen a show or two where somebody's Jewish.
Dude, my boy said last night, bro, he's like, dude, we're recording the pod. I got to bust out the dictionary, look for a single
fuck
word.
Fuck you, dude.
Okay.
Stop.
My boy, isn't that a common term?
Isn't it? Isn't it?
What's the common term?
Bar mitzvah.
No, it's actually a pretty common
term. It's pretty common, right?
It is. You're just an idiot, dog.
No, I'm just not Jewish.
I'm not Jewish either.
You watch South Park, don't you?
Yeah, you're right.
There's plenty of Jews in that show.
You're right. My bad.
Okay, so a quinceañera, right? What is that? It's a... Is that a Catholic 15th. Thing?
Is it?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Or is it just a Mexican thing?
I think it's just a Mexican thing. I think
it's
a
Hispanic thing.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. So, because you're not Hispanic, doesn't mean you don't know what a quinceañera is. Like, that's a common term, right?
Hey, they know what Cinco de Mayo is.
Exactly. You know why person that say, oh my God, yeah, I went to a quinceañera. Hi. See or not?
Man's got a point. He's got a point.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll give it to you.
Thanks, dude.
Game recognized game.
Yeah.
Oh, my boy changing his last name.
I ain't got...
Johnny Webster.
I'm not Jewish, bro. And I'm not religious. Matter of fact, talking about religion, I'm going to take a left turn here. The rainbow. Yeah. The gay people ruined the rainbow.
Shut up, my boy.
God damn.
Shut up, my boy.
I didn't want to say it, but I don't know how to segue.
Shut up, my boy, pirata.
So, okay. So, y'all, we have a homie. He said... Gay people, what did he say? Is that his direct quote? Gay people ruined
the rainbow. Gay people ruined the rainbow.
Give me the context on that, the whole backstory or whatever.
Basically, you know, we was chilling, doing our thing one day, and I think it might have just rained earlier, some shit.
Uh-huh.
And so, obviously, after it rains and the sun comes out, what happens? A rainbow comes, right?
Right.
And this nigga was saying, like, yeah, do you see the rainbow? And then I was trying to, dude, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I was trying to look my hardest. I could not see that rainbow.
There was a rainbow.
But there was a rainbow. Apparently, it was two against one. So there was a rainbow. There was a rainbow. I can admit that I'm blind because I am. But so he saw the rainbow and then he went off on like a tangent saying that a rainbow is like, what did he say? Like a sign of God. Because apparently, what did he say?
He said something like a sign of life or some shit.
Yeah, like the rainbow was created in when the world was created or some shit.
I think I might be wrong, but I think it was like a sign of life to say that he was never gonna like flood the world again. Because,
yeah. Oh damn.
Well, because.
This dude read scriptures too.
No. Well, because.
bro.
Hey, those classes really hit, huh?
My nigga reads dictionaries and he reads scriptures, bro. That's sick.
I hate you. Well, when God, I guess, you know, when God was talking to Noah and he was like, all right, you know, get everybody to, you know, listen to you. And so Noah had to build an ark and get two of each animal. And then he flooded the world and he got rid of, like, all the evil and shit. And then the rainbow came up, and it was like a sign of life. And then God was like, all right, this rainbow is now going to signify life, and that, you know, I'm never going to flood the world again, blah, blah, blah. The next time that the world is going to be wiped out is when it's Armageddon and shit. So, yeah.
Holy shit.
That actually sounds exactly like on point with what you said. That
sounds like word for word. Were you there?
Yeah, on God. Like, were you there? Bible
studies with him?
Yeah, you guys went to the same class?
Did he send you scriptures and you actually took the time to read them?
I have read the scriptures front to back, believe it or not. Now, did I get half of it? Hell no, that shit was confusing as hell.
Damn. My boy knew the scriptures. Alright, so anyways. So yeah, he went off on his scripture talk. You know, me not really thinking about it. But yeah, he said that basically... Gays ruined the rainbow. Because at the end of the day, when you ask someone what does a rainbow mean, 9 times out of 10 they're gonna say, oh, it's gay pride, LGBTQ, you know, shit like that. Which in all honesty, he's talking facts as fuck. Ain't no one gonna tell you, I mean, unless you're with a religious ass motherfucker or you're with an older person. Like, ain't no one gonna tell you, oh yeah, a fucking rainbow means God's not gonna flood this place no more. Ain't no one gonna say that shit. Everyone's gonna say, oh yeah, rainbow gay pride or whatever.
That's valid.
He does.
That is valid. But do you think it ruined it? Or do you think it just ruined it for religion?
To be honest though, dude.
I agree.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I think it ruined it for everything though.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Well, because the thing is, I'm not gonna say I don't, but like, look, nowadays, bro, if you see someone wearing like a rainbow or like hella colors like that,
yeah,
instant gay.
Dog, you're not gonna think, oh yeah, this dude just likes all those colors. Nowadays, you're gonna think, oh,
he's instant gay.
This dude's kind of gay. You know, which is fine. It's cool. It's whatever. But like, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, what if you were one of those homies that were into like tie dye and shit?
So you see, okay, let's say you see
tie dye is different though.
But you see, okay, let's say you see a tie dye shirt and it's like all the colors, right? Like rainbow colors. Is that gay or is that just tie dye?
No, it's different with tie dye because tie dye you use the same colors.
No, nigga, what if it's a rainbow?
Yeah, it's a rainbow-colored tie-dye, bro.
You seen a rainbow tie-dye? I'll show you a picture.
Yes, I've seen
rainbow tie-dye. Eric. Oh.
No, I never have.
No?
Just the tie-dyes I made. You think I'm playing? I made one.
Did you put the shirt with the rubber band or what?
Yes, sir.
Like that, Eric.
Yeah, oh, see, exactly like
that.
Okay.
That's exactly the shirt no. I was picturing
too. You know what? What comes to mind on that? That you take acid or pop Molly and go to raves when I wear that shirt.
That's facts. It looks psychedelic.
Okay. Especially when they add the mushrooms.
So not gay. Instant.
So not gay. Low key, maybe when it comes to tie dye, no. But like, nah, when it's like a regular shirt and
it has a rainbow on it?
Yeah, it has a rainbow on it. Come on, you're telling me you're not gonna think that dude's gay?
But hold on, my bro.
Okay, bro.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say it didn't mean gay or whatever. You telling me you would wear a rainbow shirt regardless, my nigga?
Look, me personally? Hell no. Cause I don't like bright shit like that. But put it this way, if that whole like LGBT whatever and all that whole gay movement was fucking not related to the rainbow, I would not think that dude's gay. I would just think, oh, this dude really likes all the colors or some shit.
Okay, valid. No, I don't know, bro. I feel like it's valid.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's like their own flag. I feel like it's fine.
No, like, it's cool. Like, they do their thing. They do their thing, but it's
they just, do their thing.
Like, bro, trust me. They can do whatever the fuck they want. You know, I have no problem with it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it kind of changes the demeanor of everything.
Right. So.
But it does make sense, though. Fruity colors all mess up like that for fruity people.
Okay, what about let me give you another.
But how are you gonna say they're fruity colors if you like those colors? Just
no, I said fruity colors when you put them all together like that, with the arch.
That's true. with the arch. But you can say that about a lot of things, though, no?
Like what?
I don't fuck like let's say you're not American.
Okay.
And you wear red, white, and blue. Are you going to think America?
Yeah.
Me too. Did America ruin red, white, and blue?
That's a good question. That's a really good question, to be honest. Red, white, and blue.
What other countries red? Oh, fucking France.
France is red, white, and blue too.
Yeah. I don't know. I look. I would say yes. I would look at it and think of the flag. But to be honest with you, if it was placed differently, maybe I wouldn't think of that.
No, you'd be like, okay, that's a nice color scheme.
Yeah, low key. Like, maybe it depends on the color blocking. Who knows?
Right.
But.
Okay. So gays ruined the flag.
But
look, all right, next topic. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn.
Gays ruined the flag. Nah, it's just, look, at the end of the day, bro, you seen a dude wearing a rainbow shirt. I know what you think. I think that too.
He said, I think that too.
I'm a guy. I'm a dude. Like, I know. But, I mean, to each his own.
All right. I like the take. I kind of agree. I wanted to.
You kind of? What don't you agree with?
No, I agree.
He agrees. He just doesn't want to say it.
No, I didn't say it. Okay. I agree, bro.
There you go.
No, I agree that it better. Does. Okay. I agree for the most part. I don't think it ruined it, though. But I do think it's gay. Like, it's gay, bro. That's what I think of. Gay. Now, do I think it ruined it? No, there's nothing wrong with it.
Just straight gay?
Yeah, y'all do your thing. It's cool. We can all vibe here.
Oh, no, we can't.
There's no, there shouldn't be room for hate.
Okay,
so. But let's be real.
Okay, so this is just a quick question.
Yeah.
Let's say you get a new employee, new hire.
Right.
At your job. And this dude first day shows up with a rainbow ass shirt.
Yeah.
You thinking he's gay?
He's gay.
Justified.
I'm gonna hit him with that fucking video of the black guy. Why are you gay?
Why are you gay? Who says I'm gay?
You are gay. No, but yeah, gay, bro. Immediately.
Low-key.
What do you think?
Low-key. No, that's the instant thing. Oh, he gay for sure. Oh,
yeah. But hey, like I said, ain't nothing wrong with it. Y'all can be gay all you want.
Oh, God.
Y'all
do your thing.
Talking about gay, right? I'm not going to disclose the identity of this person that I'm about to speak of, but I had this coworker, right? And he would always throw, like, little bitch fits, right? Like, I low-key wanted to slap his fucking face and slit his throat.
Yeah. Oh, God damn.
Okay, it wasn't that bad, but he was really
annoying.
What
did he do?
He was really annoying, bro. Like, it seemed like he was, like, on steroids or some shit, because he was always, like, throwing fits and shit, throwing boxes and whatnot. Anyways, I didn't find this out until he left the
show. Rage, rage, I see.
When I knew him, he was like, hold on, give me a sec, guys. My bad. But dude, he was calling. I almost identified this guy's name. I did, but, you know, the footage is gone. Anyways, when I first met this person, he was a guy. And I didn't find out till he left the job that the reason why he was, like, so, like, throwing tantrums a lot was because he was going through a transition. He was trying to be a girl, right? So I didn't find this out till later. Anyways, he's a transgender. He's now a she. So she changed her name and everything and is now a girl. So I was like, okay.
That's so hard to remember.
So the guy turned into a girl, okay? But, you know, I thought they were going to turn into a girl and like guys, right? Like, I thought I was on some gay shit. But this guy.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I thought he was going to turn into a, because he was a he, right? Okay. Now he's a she. Okay. I thought he was going to be a she because, you know.
He liked guys?
He liked guys.
Oh, but, okay.
But they transitioned. When she was a he liked girls. Now when she's a she still like girls. So she transitioned to be a girl to still like girls.
So that's like gay times two.
So the she just really wanted to be a girl to be a girl?
Yeah. They just wanted to be a girl.
Damn.
But they still like girl.
What?
I don't know, bro. What?
That's some dedication.
That is dedication.
So then, would the girl be straight or would be
I don't
the
know.
Girl straight? Well, and not the one that transitioned, the girl.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I don't know how that works.
The girl that ends up hooking up with
But that's what I'm saying. Like, look, think about it. Is she gay for hooking up with the quote unquote girl? But then, at the end of the day, it's really, I hate to say fucked up, but it's like, to girl with the dick. Like, do you like girls or do you like or do you like dick?
Do you like girls? Fuck, dude.
That's like being straight with a whole different complex to it.
Just being straight with extra steps.
Yo.
Yeah. It's like me. No. It's like, let's say it's like Eric's mom, right? Mom is like, you know, I don't feel comfortable in my body anymore. I should have been a man. Okay. So now Eric's mom is going, you know, taking testosterone shots and shit, start growing a beard, whatever. But she still like dudes. How does that work?
More importantly, does this fool say I got two dads now?
Fuck!
That's the Kardashians, bro.
What they call? My nigga Bruce.
I don't know, man.
It's just, I don't know. And then it's the thing is. So let's say for the girl, for the. The dude that turned into a girl, right?
Right.
He or she ends up, you know, finding another girl.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it turns out that, you know, she's obviously a trans, so she still got a willy.
Yeah.
So does she like the willy still?
Who?
The girl that's hooking up with the trans.
Probably.
So she's still straight?
Well, she could be bi.
She could be bi.
So she's technically bi?
Yeah.
But to hold like two different loops in it?
You know, I knew a girl that was pansexual. So it's people like that.
What does that mean?
That means like when you're not attracted to them like physically, huh?
Yeah, no, I think I might be wrong. I could be using the wrong term. But I think it's when you like. Stop. I think is when you like somebody as a person, but you don't care what, like you don't see gender or whatever. Like that's an attractive person. I'd smash. It doesn't matter if they're a dude or they're female.
So what did you say? That's frying pansexual? What?
I think. Let me look it up, bro. Pansexual.
He said frying pan. I hate this dude.
Pansexual.
All right. So pansexuality is sexual, romantic, or emotional attracting towards people of all genders, regardless of their sex or gender identity. So they may refer to themselves as gender blind.
But hold on. Okay. So that means they just truly like the person.
Yeah, they like the person.
And they don't give a fuck.
They
so,
don't care.
So what does bisexual mean?
Bisexual means you like guys and dudes.
So, but you're attracted to, you know.
You're attracted to both.
But,
okay, no. Because with that one is you're not like really looking at gender. Rather, obviously. Yeah, obviously you're a guy. Johnny, if Johnny's bi... pansexual, Johnny's not gonna look at you like as a guy. He's gonna look at you just as a normal human as being.
So you're telling me, okay? So you're telling me that this fool Johnny was pansexual, and he ends up scoring with, you know, whoever. He's not gonna know what he expects in the bedroom or what. Is he either gonna get a dick or a pussy?
No, well, honestly, he's
and
gonna
he's
know.
He's cool with both of them.
He's cool with both of them.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, yes, bisexual, but with like extra steps.
Yeah, okay. So,
steps, they keep piling.
So here's the breakdown, right? Bisexuality refers to people who feel attracted to more than one gender, right? Pansexuality typically refers to those who feel an attraction to people regardless of gender.
Does that make sense?
He's okay. Still mind boggled.
No, hold on. Like bisexual, right?
No. Like I get it. Basically, they bisexual. You're attracted to both genders, but you still look at it.
You still see the gender.
Yeah, but pansexual, they can see. They don't see anything. They're blind to
it. Yeah, they're blind to the gender. Hold on, you're just a person. Does
that mean they're attracted to robots too?
I don't know, bro. That's a good question. I should have asked this person. I can't anymore.
I've heard that before.
What?
It's like different shit.
Hold on. Real question. Random as fuck. Would you fuck a robot? Like, let's say it was a bad bitch. A bad bitch robot.
Bad bitch robot?
Yeah.
No, because isn't she all like steel?
But hold on, bro. Let's say they make AI like really cool, right? Like, technology has come real far. You can mold it however you want. Make it feel like a real person, but deep down it has no emotions.
So you're saying I can have my own digital version of Alexa's text?
Digital version of whatever, but it's not a real person. At the end of the day, it's still a robot with no feelings. You fucking?
But they have, like, all the shit?
Yeah, they got everything, bro.
Like, all the organs?
Yeah, but, well, I mean...
Obviously, yeah, not organs, but, like, you know.
They got a pussy.
Like, they got a pussy and ass?
Yeah, yeah. They got everything, bro. They're just a robot, though. At the end of the day. You fucking?
Just say you are already, pussy.
Shit, maybe. I'm not gonna lie to you.
You would?
Everybody might as well get his fucking pocket pussy right now. Might as well get started.
That's different, though.
No, I remember I used to fucking watch Futurama, and this is actually one episode that they did.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
No way.
Relax.
Would you do it, Eric? I'm going to just tell you right now, I would. Shit.
Yeah, look, you why lie? Fuck you. Why, I would.
He said, might as well get a pocket pussy.
I respect your answers, off.
I respect it too.
I mean, fuck, dude. Look, let's say we're at like fucking, we're at like 2065.
Yeah.
And it's fucking like.
Damn, dog, we're gonna be 60.
I was gonna say
60, 70. Goddamn.
No, let's say we're like in the way future, bro. We got flying cars mid 60.
Oh yeah, we're supposed to have flying cars by now. Oh yeah, let me tell you.
Hey, that's why I said finally. It's come a long way. Hey, we have kind of fugazi self-driving now.
Facts.
It's come a long way.
Shout out my boy Elon.
Musk. But, yeah, like if we were in, you know, future mode. Flying cars, robots walking dogs, FedEx is
fucking iRobot.
FedEx is getting delivered by robots. You know, we got NS5s roaming around. Fuck it, I guess might as well.
Oh yeah, so you're talking about that fucking iRobot type shit then, huh? Okay, I see you.
Hey, tell me his fucking dude. That is the most cleanest fucking Audi I've ever seen in my life. Audi and fucking iRobot.
That shit was fresh.
That shit is fresh as fuck, dude. You know how badass it would be to have your fucking steering wheel just pop out of nowhere, bro? That shit would be sick as fuck, bro.
Pretty badass.
Facts.
Have you ever seen iRobot?
I haven't, bro.
It's a good movie. You should watch it.
Is he fucking robot in there or no?
Nah, he fucks up a robot.
Wait, he
he fucks up many robots.
Yeah, but he doesn't fuck a robot.
The robots are the ops in that movie.
Yeah,
hard. Wait, hold on. Can I go back a little bit? Can I rewind?
Go for it.
Okay, I was thinking, bro, while you guys were talking right now, I want to go get my Premier protein, and all of a sudden, the light flickered in my brain. Let's say you're fucking this robot, right? This AI robot. You fucking fall in love, bro. Like, pussy's so good. make you save that shit for later type shit. And you fall in love, but the love can't be reciprocated because it's a robot. What you gonna do, bro? You gonna take the heartbreak? Are you gonna keep smashing knowing she won't ever love you back?
You're gonna keep, like, she's gonna let you have it,
but she's never gonna love you.
Let you have it.
She's never gonna love you, bro. Like, this is strictly a sex AI, right? And you're like, oh my god, babe, that was so fire. Like, can we just cuddle now? And
they won't. No, I'm only good for fucking.
Yeah.
I guess we just taking the heartbreak, bro.
Yeah, you like
take the heartbreak. How important is that emotional bond, bro? Realistically.
What?
How important is that emotional bond?
It's not.
It's not? You don't think so?
Well, why am I going to have an emotional bond with my fucking... with my AI sex bot, dog?
No, hold why? On, bro. No,
oh, I'm not, yeah.
No, I'm not saying with your sex bot. I'm just saying...
oh, yeah.
I'm just saying in general, bro. Like, let's say this wasn't AI, right? You wouldn't catch feelings, any kind of feelings at all? If no. You were smashing on a daily?
No. I don't think so.
No?
No.
I don't think so.
So you could do no strings attached?
Yeah.
Hard.
You've never done a no strings attached?
No, I have.
Oh, you have?
All right, let's...
I'm locked up, they won't let me out.
Yeah, man.
What about you? Would you go crazy without the connection?
I don't know, bro.
She didn't want to cuddle you after lovemaking?
No, actually, no. How about this? No. How about this? Okay, we're like sometime in the far future.
Okay.
That same robot.
Right.
You can make into anybody that you want. And let's say you miss your significant other. Huh. And you had the choice.
Yeah.
To restore your significant other, would you do it?
That's a crazy ass question, honestly.
Wait, but the significant other is a sex robot?
No. No.
No. You have to fuck okay. Your significant other?
Robot okay, version?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So it's a bot, right? But you're just making it look like however you want. In this case, a significant other.
From the past?
Past, present, future, whatever.
What do you mean past, present, or future?
Just a significant other.
Okay, so you're making it your girl, that like your ideal girl?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
What was the question?
So like, let's say you have a wife.
Okay.
Okay. Married for fucking, like, I don't know, 30 years.
Right.
She passed away from a heart attack.
Damn. Okay.
Okay.
This is a good movie plot right here. What's next?
Hey, yo, Eric, let me call up Tarantino real quick, bro.
Okay.
We need that 5-page script ASAP.
Okay, so then they come out. You see, you know, just mind your own business, cooking up your own steak. And you see a new sex robot so you can customize. You're like, oh, shit.
The infomercial's still going crazy in 2080?
Are you tired in the bedroom? Do you need things to spice
so, up? So the same was like... So it's like 150, right? You're like, I bet.
You said 150?
150, yeah.
Oh, yeah. On site, bro.
That's a bargain.
So you're going, right?
Right.
And then you're like, oh, fuck. They're like, how do you want your bot customized? You're like, oh, fuck. My wife of 30 years passed away not so long ago. Can I make a copy of her? Uh-huh. Is that what you're doing?
Hold on. This is a sex bot?
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
Bro, you know what you gotta say, bro. You gotta go up to the counter, bro. He's gonna be like, hey, how you doing today? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Like, okay, what are you in the market for? Like, all right, I want that latest and greatest Model X sex robot.
Okay? Model X.
And then they're gonna be like, okay, you know, do you want the randomizer package or you want the custom create your own?
All right, let this nigga cook.
You know, you're gonna be like, oh fuck yeah, I'm gonna do my create my own, you know, make it my way. And then he's gonna be like, okay, what do you like? What do you want to have on her? You know what you're gonna say, bro. Fatolas. Big old titties.
Fatolas. Big old titties.
Alfie's got a point, bro.
Look, dude, I get it. You know, I get it. Significant other died. And, you know, like, it's sad. It's heartbroken. But, I mean, look, bro.
Give me the Mia Khalifa special, please.
Also, bro, at the end of the day, you gotta remember. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, it's a robot, right? Why would you make it your significant other?
Because what if you really, really miss your significant other?
Yeah. And they won't be able to love you back because it's a robot. You really don't want that?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Exactly, my boy.
Yeah,
my boy. I'll just stick to the Mia Khalifa package.
I don't know, bro. That randomized package sounds pretty tempting. You don't know what you're going to get, bro.
The randomized
package. Like, I know create your own is kind of cool, but like... There's kind of like a thrill into that randomization.
Nah, but the create your own always has like the bottom top, not top tier, but bottom tier shit though.
Oh yeah,
that's the thing. Nah,
like they don't got them premium materials. Yeah, that shit. True. You want the friends and family only edition?
The exclusive, the 500 or what?
Yeah.
Give me the VIP package.
My boy doesn't want the GA released.
Okay. No, sir.
Okay, so you would go with the random package. Okay, let's say you went with the random package, bro. And it's low-key a torta, bro. Still fucking?
I'm hungry. No, I'm good. I'm good, love.
What? It's a robot.
Facts. It's a robot, bro.
It's not like it's a real person.
I'm good, love.
You're just there to fuck.
Why am I... Okay, but look, I have all these other options.
Eric, didn't you once say pussy's pussy?
That was not me. I never said that. I never said that was not me. Oh. Wrong homie.
Wrong rat.
For real? So you want it?
Nah.
Nah.
I'm good, love.
Nah. What if she just had a fat, juicy behind, bro? She's just a little big everywhere else. But it's a robot. It's not like she's gonna love you back.
Oh, nah, baby, nah. Nah.
Alfred, stop, bro. Stop.
I hate niggas.
Oh no!
I hate niggas. Oh my god!
Oh baby, nah!
What are you doing over there, babe?
I think it was getting ready for Unfriended Part 3, bro. Oh.
Hey, bro, these MacBooks nowadays are getting complicated, bro. Maybe I wanted to FaceTime my future AI.
Your randomized package?
My randomized package AI. Fuck. Damn. Oh, hi, man. I'm done. I'm done with this. Oh, shit.
Ruh-roh.
But, anyways, can we move on, guys? Please. I don't want to talk about sex AI no more. Can we talk about real people now?
Yes, please.
But my boy Trump getting shot.
Yes, sir.
Staged or not?
That's the first question you're going to ask?
Hell yeah.
Hey, there's a lot of
There's a lot of speculation,
bro,
about
there's
it.
There's a lot.
Bro, you want to know something, bro?
Huh?
I didn't even know about this Trump shooting.
What?
Right? I did not know about it. And then my sister and my brother told me about it.
Yeah.
Then fucking, I literally saw my mom, like later on that day. The first thing my mom told me was she said that shit was staged. That Trump did that shit for votes.
Oh no, man.
So look, so the reason why I say it's staged in the video that I watched, the guy was like literally recording where the guy was shooting from. And he just goes to Trump.
I ain't seen that. Oh. Well, you're gonna have to show me.
Yeah, well,
so I mean, I've only seen a couple of videos. It didn't look staged to me.
So you're saying they knew it was gonna happen?
Yeah, and plus, the last time that Trump got shot at, the Secret Service were on him pretty quick. This time they kind of lagged it.
No, they didn't.
From the first time he got shot, first this time, oh hell yeah!
They said Donald Duck. I'm sick, bro.
Oh my gosh.
I'm fucking zoinked. Oh, bro, I'm dead. Oh, but I thought. I thought they reacted pretty quick. I feel like he was confused for a minute, bro. Like, he didn't know what happened. Then he realized he got shot in the ear. But how you gonna stage that, though, bro? I mean, it's not like they didn't kill the other guy that was shooting at him. And then didn't, like, 8 other people die?
No.
The shooter got shot.
The shooter got shot. He got killed.
That's what I'm saying.
The shooter got killed, and then 2 other people were seriously injured.
Didn't people die?
Yeah, I think it was like 1 or 2. Not that many people died.
Oh. But yeah, how would that be staged, though? That's my question. Y'all be serious, please. This is our president we're talking about.
Bro. It's just you're the stupid ass nigga that started that shit. Oh fuck, I need to catch my breath. Hold on.
Hey, you think he's winning now though?
Oh fuck yeah. Yeah! Oh yeah! Oh,
fuck after yeah. that,
hell yeah, easily.
I ain't even gonna lie to you. It kind of makes me want to vote for him.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I low key hate that nigga, but that picture after was
that
hard.
Hey,
they're almost winning our fucking stimulus checks.
Nah, that was pretty gangster, bro.
Bro, he needs to drop a fucking diss track, bro. This track with the hardest album cover.
Apparently, he went to the WWE. And on his walkout, they played Many Men by 50.
Wait, recently?
Yeah.
Like after the shooting?
Like, yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Fucking, what's it called? 50 did a show, I think, it was like in New York.
Yeah.
And he had the fucking, he had that album cover. With the glass shattered, yeah. And he put Trump's face on
it. No
his face.
Way!
Yeah!
That's pretty fresh.
Many, many. Man, that homie got shot, bro.
You know what's funny? Is I shared a post saying the presidents just don't get shot just like how they used to. And then, whoa.
And then he got shot. This was before the shooting?
This is before the shooting.
That's crazy.
But he got grazed, though. Yeah. How'd that homie miss like that?
Hey, no, but that was like... was it? Okay, I heard it was like 150 yards away.
Is that far?
That's 100, far. Not, like 150. I thought it was meters.
That's even more.
Yeah.
Oh, as far as fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. 100...
Dog! My nigga that gadded JFK was in a fucking skyscraper. Shit.
How far was he? I wonder.
I don't know, but he was, high
but up. No, but he was pretty high up on the
building. I don't know if y'all seen the... it was like a video breakdown, right, of the shot. So, if you see the video, like, Donald Trump, like, turns his head, like, right after. I mean, right before he gets shot, right, when he gets grazed in the ear. I heard if he would have not turned his head, he would have died, like, on impact right there. Like, it would have hit his brain.
Damn.
Damn. If he would have died, that nigga would have became a martyr.
Low key, huh?
He would have became, like, the next Martin.
What do you mean by that?
Like Martin Luther King?
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know what a martyr is, right, Eric?
Yeah.
It's like dying for like a specific cause. Yeah. Like Jesus Christ, nigga. Jesus Christ is a martyr.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Dying for like a
cause. Yeah, yeah. I'm just seeing if you guys knew. Nah. I'm just testing you guys.
Hell yeah. He would have been a martyr, bro. They would have named streets after him.
Jeez. He already has a casino.
He might have had a dream, too.
That's... yeah, of kicking all of us out.
Oh, God, bro. He really was trying to kick all my homies out.
But look, maybe
he almost kicked your boy out, dog.
He almost kicked me out.
Maybe he's past that.
You think? I don't think.
I don't think so.
Yo, I'm so glad, bro. I'm so glad the homie that tried to kill him was white.
Oh, God, huh?
Low key. Oh, God. Low key.
Would have been Mexican or black, bro.
Oh, yeah. No, he's for sure deporting all of us.
That wall would have been halfway done by now, bro. Oh, God. It would have been bigger than the Great Wall of China.
God damn. It would
have been a big wall, bro. Trust, bro. Oh,
and if you look, if you guys look outside your window, you'll see the gray wall of the border.
How about we're to build a whole ass dam for that? Got all the beavers working.
The U.S. dam.
All right, John, let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Now, you know what? Alf, you too, since you guys are immigrants.
Ah, it's crazy. Apparently. Go
ahead. We're brown.
So let's say you get told you can either go help build the wall or go back to your country. What are you doing?
I'm building that wall, bro. call me a full-time contractor.
Bro, I'm building that wall, bro. You said it yourself. El Salvador is a third world country. They rebuilding now. Shit, they got money now, a little bit. Well, El Salvador is a third world country, bro. Building that wall easy. You're telling me you wouldn't build a wall?
I don't know. I was born here. Look, I'm first gen.
Look, no.
Wouldn't know.
Let's say if you're from Chihuahua. No. From Sinaloa. What's the ghetto spot in Mexico?
Tijuana.
Tijuana for real?
Well,
sounds about right.
Yeah.
Nah, it can't be, bro. That's where George Lopez used to go and buy clothes, bro. Can't be that ghetto.
Tijuana.
Okay, anyways, your point?
Okay, let's say... okay, you know what? Since you're black as hell, let's say you're from Africa, bro. They say either go back to Africa and go fight the lions or go and build that wall. What are you doing? I know you ain't fighting no lions. Tell me I'm wrong. Look, bro. All I'm saying is Lion King depicted.
All right, I got this roll done. On to the next.
That's crazy.
Like, Lion King depicted lions as friendly creatures. Fuck no, that dude, that nigga gonna rip you apart.
Facts. Facts and facts.
What's up? Are you guys gonna vote this year?
Yeah.
Who was there to vote for, bro?
These nuts.
I wish they were running, bro.
These nuts.
No, I don't think they're running this year.
Damn. They ain't got enough money for their campaign this year.
Nah.
Man, I don't know, bro. There's no good option, to be honest with you.
I think I'm just going to have to go for my boy, Trump.
Theo Trump or Sleepy Joe?
Theo Trump.
Hey, low-key, though, I'm not going to lie to you. I've never, like, really paid attention to all of Biden's fucking thing. That homie fucks up a lot.
Nah, bro. I'm pretty sure he has dementia, bro.
Like, he fucks up a lot. Like, I remember fucking... what was he fucking saying, bro? He was, like, saying... he was saying something about... after the shooting... And he said Vice President Trump. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, this dude really fucks up a lot. Probably too fucking old.
I don't know if this is true. I heard he pooped. Like, he was doing like a press conference or something. I don't know, whatever he was doing. Yeah. I heard he did, bro. I don't know if it's true.
Are you telling me he deserves to be in a nursing home now?
Man, at this point, just let Kamala take over, bro.
Kamala.
Who's Kamala?
The light-skinned queen. She the vice president, bro. What do you mean, who's Kamala?
Kamala Harris.
He didn't know that. He didn't know the vice president.
Low-key.
You really did it?
Nah.
What? My boy.
I still thought it was Hillary.
Bro, what?
Oh, no. No, she's never been. President. Duh.
You sound like Billie Eilish.
Duh.
We zoinked.
We're
fucking
hell yeah, we are.
Oh man. Man, Trump is gonna have like extra security now.
You think?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Bro.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have snipers on every roof.
Didn't they have snipers?
They did, but now they're going to have them, like, extra vigilant, bro.
He's going to have extra snipers?
He's going to have extra ones, one on every corner.
I think he had, like, three of them.
My boy's going to come with a bulletproof suit, bulletproof face mask.
That'd be hard, low-key.
What a guy.
Now, is it scarier to get shot as a president or getting shot as a rapper?
As a rapper?
Yeah. Nah.
You disagree, Eric?
Yeah. I think as a president.
Why?
Because a lot more people know you than a rapper.
True. But here's where I disagree with you, Eric. Presidents get extra security, my boy.
What happened to my boy Abe Lincoln? My boy Kennedy.
Oh.
Where's the security for that?
Stop.
Damn. He said they shot my boys.
Oh. My boy Abe Lincoln was enjoying the show. Next thing you know,
let's pour one up for Abe tonight, bro.
Bro, he couldn't even send his fucking text message, bro.
You know why they shot Abe?
Call me Abraham because we not Lincoln.
They shot Abe because he freed the slaves. Because
he was for the brothers.
Because he was for the brothers, bro.
He was for the.
He culture. Might as well have been a rapper, bro. At that point. Bro had all the juice.
So what about my boy Kennedy?
Oh, Kennedy?
Why did he get shot?
Because he was a certified lover boy.
Damn.
We all know he was piping what's her name?
Marilyn Monroe.
Mm. Yeah. Probably had a bunch of ops.
I don't blame him, bro. That was worth
getting shot in the head for?
Low key.
Crazy.
I don't know about that, but damn.
No, how he got shot is fucking gnarly, bro. That's fucking gnarly as fuck, TBH.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, my friend was talking about this. That little... What was it? A rally where he got shot at?
Yeah.
It was...
The Black Lives Matter
it was on,
rally or what?
Bro. Like, where Trump got shot, bro.
Oh, okay.
It was on live TV in 4K, bro. Like, we literally could have just watched the president just... Well, not former president. Just... brain splatter on live TV.
Straight up
die. On live TV, bro. You know how crazy that would have been?
We could have been in the time for history.
It's still history. It's going to be in the books. Trust.
Oh, God, because I don't think Biden's ever getting shot at. Or successfully shot at.
Nah.
I don't think Barack got successfully
shot at. No one wanted to shoot the brother.
Plenty of people hated Barack, bro. Hey, Barack was a homie. But his wife? Nah.
Nah.
Oh, no.
Nah, she ruined school food forever, bro.
Facts. Brock, if you listen to this, tell your mom she can do better.
Wait.
His mom?
Oh, no, his mom, his wife.
Oh.
Nah. Michelle, if you listen to this shit, fuck you for ruining my school lunch.
I enjoyed getting that Pizza Hut pizza.
Man, you're a fucking kid. You're not looking at fucking calories and shit. That's what you can do when you're older. Shit.
Oh, God, bro. And the macros weren't even that great.
Bro, you know how many countless sweet potato fries you saw in the fucking trash, bro?
All of them. All of them.
Like, the countless amounts that went to the trash, bro, is crazy.
Facts.
No, dude, I remember when my sister was in elementary school, you had to eat, like, not your whole plate of food, but you had to eat, like, most of your vegetables, your fruit, and your main entree in order for you to fucking go out.
That's stupid.
Low-key, yeah.
I respect it, I guess.
No, fuck that. Imagine if they would have made me fucking eat those sweet potato fries. Fuck. Dude,
those bitches were nasty.
It's crazy because I remember the first time we went into that lunchroom and I saw those fries, bro. My fucking fat ass was thinking, oh shit, are those curly fries from Jack in the Box? Because I saw they were fucking orange. I'm like, oh fuck yeah, bro. Literally got them, bro. I was so fucking hyped, bro. I was all like, ooh, this bite smack like a motherfucker, bro. First fucking bite I took of that shit, I said,
Loki, same dog. I heard sweet potato. I'm like, okay, you know, they might be good. Okay. And I said, oh, nah. Nah, what the fuck is this? No, because I remember I would ask, yeah, what's for lunch today? Do you know? Oh, yeah, it's a hamburger with sweet potato fries. I'm like, ah. I'm like, what's up, bro? You want my sweet potato fries? No, those are garbage. I don't like them. I'm like, God damn it.
Nah, dude. I'm telling you, nah. I remember fucking always going to throw them away, bro. You saw that trash can. It was fucking filled, bro.
But hold
Trey
on.
Sweet potato fries. Trey sweet potato fries.
Don't get it twisted, though. Sweet potato fries are good.
No, they're good. No, but not schools.
Look, in some places, sweet potato fries are actually, like, not bad. Not bad. Don't get me wrong. Am I taking regular fries over sweet potato? Fuck yeah. But nah. Those weren't even sweet potato fries.
I'm going to be honest though. Because of school sweet potato fries, I never ever got sweet potato fries anywhere.
No. Same here.
No, I love sweet potato
fries. Until you introduced me at Jeremiah's.
See, now those fries at Jeremiah's.
Fire, huh?
If y'all don't know, Jeremiah's is a local breakfast joint we have.
Brekkie.
In the city. But, yeah, see those sweet potato fries? They're not bad. They're low-key good. But nah, the ones at school, fuck no.
Booty.
Those, bro, they should not even waste their time fucking reheating that bitch.
Hey, but you know what was fire, though? At least elementary, I don't know about you, but I know for us, when it came down to picking who's working in the cafeteria, that shit was pretty, depending on what you got, it's pretty cool.
It was pretty lit. I like the washing dishes because the lunch ladies that wash dishes were tight.
Yo.
They were like brothers.
I hated cleaning tables, though.
Facts.
Because, like, do you know how fucking little ass kids are? You know how annoying those little motherfuckers are? Oh, hey, bro, you missed a spot. Fucking emptying the juice to clean it. Hey, man, you missed another spot. And you're like, motherfucker. Yeah, no, I hated doing that. And then you would get that fucking double lunch.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Remember getting fucking two pieces of pizza.
You know what? School pizza was trash too, bro. After Michelle Obama.
Because that Pizza Hut was pretty fire.
No, oh, yeah. Then they started serving cardboard with cheese.
Wait, did they serve that other pizza joint to you guys?
$5 Which pizza? One?
That $5 pizza?
Yeah.
That one was okay.
That one was still pretty. I mean, it wasn't Pizza Hut good, but it was still good. Yeah. And then it just downhill.
It went downhill.
It wasn't even DiGiorno's or anything, bro. It was just
it's not delivery.
It was nothing, bro.
Not even Papon Burfis.
Not even, bro. But anyways, one more question for you guys.
Ooh.
I want to make this one short. Mm-hmm. I just want to know if you guys listen to it.
All right, let's hear it.
Did you listen to the new Eminem album?
Yes.
No, sir.
Yes. Yeah. Eric, you didn't? No, I know, sir. You didn't. Did you like it, Alfred?
I like some songs way more than others. It was okay.
It was okay, right?
It was okay. Wasn't terrible, but I don't think it lived up to Death of Slim Shady.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And
J.I.D. had the best verse of the whole album. Changed my mind.
He's still a thing?
Low-key.
What do you mean he's still a thing?
J.I.D. is good. But I feel like this nigga needs to just he needs to give in and just make a trendy song already. He needs to get more out there.
What do you mean? He literally made the trendiest song out there.
What song?
Surround Sound?
Yeah, but no.
That song was everywhere, bro. What are you talking about?
Nah.
It could have been bigger.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, it easily. It could have been bigger, but it was not the trendy song.
It wasn't a trendy song? Really? It wasn't a trendy song?
No.
Eric, it was a trendy song, bro.
Was it on TikTok?
It was on TikTok and it was on the radio.
Oh,
what does that mean?
It's trendy. Know it was on TikTok.
Neither did I.
To be honest, I didn't know it was on the radio.
Matter of fact, I almost got tired of it for that reason.
Oh, dude, I'm not going to lie to you. I think I heard it from one of you guys.
You know, the only reason why I like Surround Sound is just for 21's part, to be honest.
Fuck no. I like the beat and the bars.
The little throwback beat, yeah. The little sample.
I'm going to be honest, hard. I thought J.I.D. was a girl at first.
J.I.D. True. I thought J.I.D. was that other fool that rapped.
Who?
Fucking J.I.
Who's J.I.? J.I. the Prince or what?
Yeah.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think his name is J.I. the Prince of New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that's who that was.
Nah. But then you can't even compare, bro.
I saw that J.I.D. was black. I'm like, what's his name?
Let me see. They aren't they both black?
I think J.I. the Prince is like Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Fucking Puerto Ricans.
Like you?
Stop. I can't believe twice in a week, bro.
know you have the cuz Lightyear wave.
Twice in a week, I got called Puerto Rican.
The cuz Lightyear? Fucking cuz Lightyear. Where's the dude I got, cuz Lightyear?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, back to the Eminem album. It was all right, bro.
Trash?
No, it was good. But I still don't like Eminem fans because they make everything. They ruin everything for me, bro. Like, I want to say it's a good album, but they're like, oh, my God, I've been waiting for this album. It's great.
Sounds like fucking Kendrick fans.
Yeah. It was good, low key. It wasn't great. It was good. I give it a solid 7.
No, it was good. I definitely think this dude needs, I feel like this dude needs better beats though.
He does, bro. His
beats are too funky. Does he master themselves himself?
No. I mean, last I checked, it was, who was it? The Bass Brothers?
I don't know. Whoever fucking produces his shit though, he needs another producer.
Shall we check?
Yeah. Like,
let's check.
Cause I feel like if he had better beats, his albums could be, you know, 9s and 10s. Cause Eminem is definitely a bar for bar nigga, but nah, just like he could have remixed that Shady's Back. He could have remixed that one better. That one could have been fire, but
that one. Recording engineer.
Is.
Frederick.
Is. Damn joints. Is guy. Wait till I get my money right.
Whoa. Would you give it though? What would you rate it?
Probably like a 6.
A 6?
To be fair, I've only listened to it once.
I give it a 6.5. I was going to say 7, but 6.5.
But yeah, like a 6. I like that combo of Big Sean and Eminem, though.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good duo.
They should make a collab album.
Benny Blanco.
All right. This is a quick question for you, Eric. What is Kanye West's best song?
Best song?
That's a crazy question, honestly.
Oh, that's so fucking...
That's a crazy question?
That's a crazy
question. You don't have an answer for that?
No, I don't,
I have
bro.
An answer for that.
Which one?
What's his best song?
My favorite song is Flashing Lights.
I love that song, bro.
That song is hard.
But that to be his best song? That's crazy. Devil in a New Dress? Banger.
What album was that?
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
The one I don't like.
I know
it's the one I knew that was in the album I don't like because I didn't know that song.
You don't know Devil in a New Dress? What?
No.
Bro.
The only song I know from that album is Yeezy Taught Me. I don't know what song that is.
Blame Game. But you know Runaway.
What is Runaway?
I'm not going to sing right now. The one that starts with the piano. Ding,
ding. I think you need to sing.
Nah, bro. I'll play it for you.
I don't know what song it is.
All of the Lights.
Nah, bro. No. That's All of the Lights. You know Runaway. This one right here.
Just sing it. Oh, okay, I do know that.
Yeah. My bad, Alf. What were you saying, bro?
Scoopity Poop was fire.
No.
Scoopity, that fucking beat was so hard. His, like, fucking, what is it? His, what do you call that? Like, his hyping up his verse so fucking hard. And then he gave the stupidest verse in the world.
I can't respect it, bro.
Scoopity poop, scoop, poop, poop, scoopity whoop.
I get it, but I can't agree.
Just say you don't get it.
I do get it. I just don't agree. I'm sorry. I do like flashing lights, so sorry. Back to that. I agree with you, Alf. But that, I don't think that's my favorite.
Damn.
I don't think I have a favorite.
Damn.
But that is one of my favorites.
Damn. Can I get one more
down?
I don't think there's no more downs to be said.
Damn. Damn.
Kendrick took your last one.
Crazy. But yeah, that's it. That's all we got for today, huh?
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. Be back next week at the Jackoff Hour.
Hey, relax.
Oh, my bad.
Peace but out. But hey, don't forget to follow.
Yeah, don't forget to follow. Peace out.
Listen. And the Patreon.
Mama Clock.
Bye.
It's a single.
It was a single. You're right.
You don't like that song?
Scoop Diddy Poop?
Yeah.
No, I hated that song.
That shit was hard,
no,
bro.
I hated that
song. That shit was so fucking hard. That literally proved this nigga could make a hit without having no bars.